Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
The weekend has gone pretty badly.
And why is that?
I got assaulted by a Coles delivery driver yesterday, and they've banned me as a customer in retaliation. And so I have no way to get groceries anymore at this point. My life is pretty much well beyond the point of no recovery now. I guess I just won't eat anymore.
Okay.
He called the police on me. This huge, aggressive guy accusing me. He didn't have any evidence of me assaulting him, as he was saying, because I didn't, but I didn't have any evidence of him assaulting me either. And just like him, he called me a junkie because I lived in public housing, and probably because of the abandoned wrecked cars up at the edge of my edge of the property, which belonged to my neighbour, which they've never removed the entire time I've lived here. So I'm living literally in like the broken windows version of, you know, local residency, because that's what most of public housing looks like to everyone else. And so he called me a junkie, and so the police just turn up and they take one look and like, oh, public housing on bail. Oh, now, you know, well, this guy's obviously the aggressor. It doesn't matter that, you know, I'm like one quarter of the size of the dude and like clearly injured.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
The thing is, like, if I show vulnerability, all people do all my life is just violently walk all over the top of me. But when I finally learnt for the first time in my life to show some confidence and assert myself, I get accused of being the violent one instead. Look, you said you can refer people to services and stuff, right?
Yep, yep.
Is there anything you can do to help me? Because I made a decision overnight or yesterday, I'm not going to be the monster that they've all accused me of being and want me to be anymore, even if that means that I just have to take everyone's shit all the time from now on. I refuse to be the person, the angry person that they made me into anymore. And I need help and I don't know where to go anymore. Is there anything you can do?
Yeah.
Obviously, all you can do is refer me to places, but is there anything you can do in that regard? I'm ready.
Yep.
I'm ready
okay.
to try anything at this point. I'm not going to be the monster that they want me to be anymore.
Okay. Let me just bear with me one second. I'm just going to see something.
All my life, I've watched violent, aggressive men, especially all around me in the police, in the people I've lived amongst, on the street, in public housing, public servants, everywhere. All these aggressive people violently pushing their way around to get what they want. I abhor violence. I used to physically shake in fear around violence when I was younger. Anytime the police questioned me, I always did that, which always looked at me. Made me look suspicious as hell when I never was, when I'd never done anything wrong, but like any you know, aggressive or intimidatory behaviour that I've ever exhibited through my life, I've learnt from everyone else in society is this is how you get what you need. And when you've had everything taken away from you...
I'm just messaging our on-site psychologist now to see if he's available to have a chat. And because I know that he, being in that more trained professional space, he would have a few more offers for you. Okay.
Over the past few years, they've cut me off from housing services, from health services, the police have ignored all the violence, everything against me. They Like, housing spent a year ignoring my complaints and hanging up on me just because they didn't like my tone of voice. Or they didn't like the fact that I was making a complaint. They spent a year accusing me of being violent or threatening when I was never anything of the sort. And just using that as an excuse to do nothing and leave me fucked into, like, a really severe situation that their contract has caused.
Yeah.
And then making lies to ACT Health and others about me being suicidal when I never was at all back then. And so, yeah, eventually, I guess, it got to the point where I was like, well, I'm being accused of being this, you know, violent, aggressive person, you know, even when I'm not, you know, what difference does it make how I act then, I guess? Pretty fucking stupid in hindsight, but like...
Yeah, okay. So what I can do for you now, Chris, is I'm going to transfer you to Peter Marshall. He's our on-site psychologist, so you can have a bit of a chat to him.
I've just been running a bath at the moment. I'm going to turn that off in a moment, and I need to just soak in it for a bit. Could you ask him to call me in, like, 20 minutes or something?
Yeah, in 20 minutes, yep.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do as well is I'm not in the office today, but I'm back in the office tomorrow.
Oh, right.
I'm just working from home today.
Okay.
I haven't gotten
to work from home my life.
Yeah, I have a medical provision in place where I get one day a week.
You're really lucky.
Yeah, I had to really push for it. what I can do for you is when I'm back in the office tomorrow, I will send you a whole bunch of food bank vouchers, and there's various locations all around Canberra that you can use. I know that's not ideal for you in the regards that you would have to leave your house, but at the moment, at least that...
I don't even feel safe going outside anymore with the neighbours. There's been so many of them out the front. They attacked my cat a week ago. I haven't even buried copy yet because... my injury, and I don't feel safe leaving the house at this point now.
Yeah.
And then I haven't had anywhere safe to live ever since I applied for public housing 14 years ago. It was the stupidest thing I ever did in hindsight. And now I've become so dependent on the system, I'm trapped in it. Yeah, I didn't think I had my bath. Can you all, that person call me back in 20 minutes if you can.
Yeah, he's going to call you in 20, okay?
I'm sorry to put this on you,
no.
I didn't know who else to call.
It's okay, Peter. I mean, it's okay, Chris, and I've said you call me whenever you need.
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right, okay, bye.